works wonders.
I was looking forward to having dinner with you this evening.
I was looking forward to seeing you as well. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Clay Cohut is in New York, as are the voices and bodies. Sometimes they're separate, sometimes they're together. Roberta Fasanelli and her various personalities. She's in New York. Rich McFadden in the controls in our main studio in Washington. I'm on the farm, so all of us are on the East Coast. Jennifer not feeling well today. Maria is in China. I guess I've got everything covered. Except to just for a moment focus on what you're seeing a lot of the news media and now getting off of the Tucson situation and talking about the weather and the anomalies that we face. There was a conversation, I think we had it here a week or so ago, when there was discussion, and it actually sort of flies into, if you didn't hear our conversation about astrology and astronomy and the changing positions of the stars and the moon and all that other stuff earlier on, and that impact on our weather, the snow in Europe and the awful rains that continue, by the way, in Australia. There is about half of Australia, almost half of it, has been so wet for almost a month that there will be serious and long-range consequences, not only the alligators that are floating down the main street and the horrible snakes that are coming from everywhere into populous areas and people getting killed in that way, but it's just it's like a change. And if you study the Earth, I love maps. I love to look at the way the world is. It fascinates me to look at the sphere that we live on and think about this thing just blowing through space, starting where, going where, no one knows.
But it seems to work, doesn't it?
It does. Well, that's the perfection of the universe, and that's why I believe in a father, if you will, infinite intelligence, God, whatever. I mean, there's no other explanation in my mind that makes any sense.
What about, though, it really couldn't work at all if it wasn't perfect? Like, there couldn't be any form of life on any form of Earth that wasn't perfect.
Well, then that brings us around to understanding what perfection is. Do we really understand? I maintain my spiritual philosophy is that we are all born into this world perfect, and what happens to us is a result of the environment. So if, in fact, this is all perfection, why is there so much war? Why is there so much upset? Why is there disease? What is there? If we take what you've just said, Clay, which in a naive way is pretty much the way that I would agree with you.
It's all part of the perfect plan.
There's a plan that we don't understand because it doesn't compute. What's the movie? It doesn't compute. There's a line.
That does not compute.
That does not compute.
Yeah,
Or is it the War Games movie?
No.
What is it?
Danger, Will Robinson.
That does not compute.
All right, okay. Thank you. So that
Lost
was from
in space.
Lost in Space. So anyway, that is very interesting and very profound in a sense, almost by accident. We are lost in space.
Yeah.
We are lost in
people
space.
People think that death is this horrible thing, and it is. It's sad. It's horrible.
Sad.
It's tragic
sometimes,
as we just saw the other day. But it's all part of the plan. I mean, If everything and everyone were to live forever, we see what happens with, you know,
we've
got
too many people now.
7 billion people walking around the planet, and it's starting to get nuts.
Right.
You know, it's all part of the plan.
So what's the lesson?
We all come and go just like trees and
everything
stars
else.
And
that
planets
is mortal.
And everything
ashes
else.
Ashes to ashes.
It's part of the plan.
I think the lesson is that you have to take the good things with the bad things, and you have to take life with death.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, that's fairly profound. And so let me just sort of finish where I was going with the reference to space and to what's happening on the planet and all those people that get them, they're in, you know, jockeys in a knot about global warming and what causes it. It doesn't really make any difference. It's great some people can make some money on it and build careers and make positions. All that stuff is swell. But it doesn't really make a tinker's damn worth a difference in longevity, because whether you take man as part of the cycle, people say, well, what's going on is man-made. Well, man is of nature. Man is the natural progression. It all is part of whatever's going on. So whether it's man-made, right, or as people want to separate man from nature, which is absurd because man is nature. And so, as we just said, it's all part of the same scheme. Life appears differently in different forms, and it comes and it goes. And thus, the same thing. If you look back to my original premise, at the sphere as it was 1 million years ago, 2 million years ago, 3 million years ago, or 1 billion years ago, 2 billion years ago. This planet has been in existence, not in its present form. It has changed. You can look at the map and see how South America was part of Africa at one point in time. There were more land masses. Mm-hmm. Somehow or other, water became more of a force, and there's more of it on the planet than there is land. That has changed over the years as well. And so we have this. And the other fascinating thing when you think about land, it's interesting to pick up a piece of dirt. Like, I'm on the farm, very conscious of dirt. And every once in a while, I'll pick up a piece of dirt and wonder where it came from.
Where it's been. Yeah.
Where it has been, because it isn't
and what it
original.
Used to be.
Right. It is, dirt is a byproduct
and
of the glacial
period. And what it will be in 1 million years.
Exactly. Where will this dirt that's here now be 1 million years from now?
Isn't dirt like decomposition, like dead stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all organic matter.
Yeah.
Right. Dirt 1 million years ago could have been a dinosaur.
A dinosaur.
Could have been a person.
Could have been a fly.
Could have been your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Could have been an asteroid.
Right.
Could have been a dog.
But how perfect is it that we put seeds that come from things that have grown into that material, and with sun from afar, water that comes as a result of the composition of chemicals that are on the planet, that those things, you put them in the ground. I watch my corn as it grows. I put a little helper sometimes on it, so it'll start to seed. The seedlings will start, and I'll get them off the, out of the ground in about 4 days. And then you watch that stuff grow and grow and grow and grow. And all of the other things that are part of nature and what grows. That's why I love the farm, because it's all about new beginnings. It's all about rebirth. It's all about life as it continues.
Love planting.
Grounding. And we need to be grounded in order to understand, as Richie suggested, the sadness, the tragedy. We shake our head. We don't understand why this 9-year-old girl got shot by this nutcake. There's something here. We can machinate on
it
forever.
And we still won't really understand it. As it is with that tree that dies and becomes the dirt and then regrows as something else,
yeah,
so do we.
Right.
And so will she.
Yes, she will. So, anyway, I think that there are a lot of people who are focused. We had this, again, astronomy thing earlier in the day, and the realization that some of the astrology that has been practiced may be out of date. Because as we are lost in space and continue to travel, our relationship with the various stars is changing, and therefore we'll have different influences, if you will. And I say that as far as looking at the snow that we're getting here today. Fortunately, over the last 15, 16 years, I haven't spent much time in the snow. This is about as much snow as I've seen that I've been around for a long time, because I'm delayed getting to California, and the last time I was delayed, there was a snowstorm, so I didn't leave, and I was supposed to leave today. It's another snowstorm.
Yesterday, when I
maybe
said
that's
you
telling
weren't
me
going.
Something, I should stay home.
Yeah, you got mad at me.
What?
When I said yesterday, you're not going anywhere today.
Mm-hmm.
And you got mad at me, remember?
I did, but you're right. Mm-hmm. I am not going anywhere today.
You're not going anywhere today.
I will hopefully get somewhere tomorrow, because I'd like to visit with the folks in Williamsport, Pennsylvania on Friday. And into Tiffin on Saturday, but if it happens that I can't go anywhere, I'll just go straight to Charlotte, and I'll head out of here on Saturday and drive to Memphis and see everybody there on Monday morning.
That's a long ride there, buddy.
I'm sure I'll get to Memphis for Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 2-day ride from here. But it is, the other stuff is in question, whether I make it or I don't make it. And it's, again, part of the...
I'm sad you won't be here tomorrow.
I'm Richie. I'm like crestfallen. I'm not sure I'll be able to make it through the rest of the day because I won't be able to see you tomorrow. All part of life's lessons, which we're happy to discuss with you and among ourselves. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, man. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
All right, now, I'm going from the ridiculous to the sublime. Earlier today, if you haven't visited gooddayshow.com yet, you'll see our two videos are both related to beer. One of them is a new device that fills beer cups from the bottom. We were arguing amongst ourselves about how the heck the thing works, and nobody really knows. Little
Clay, I want you to find some research on how that works.
Find that out, will you, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then there is the beer commercial, very wonderfully done artistically, Richie. I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, the Sapporo a beer commercial.
Yeah.
Just magnificent.
It's very.
So now comes word that Japan's ANA, All Nippon Airways, is going to offer free draft beer in flight. Starting next month. So if you're traveling around Japan, around Asia, and back and forth to America on ANA, they believe being competitive means offering free beer, draft beer.
I'd fly less.
Oh, see, there you go. They'll have you on board. 21 after on Good Day. We don't chugger a mid-shot.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Put your body close to mine, Doug.
Yeah, Roberta. One of the great. This is the kind of country music that I love.
You want me to whisper raindrops in your ear, Doug?
Why don't you do that, Roberta? Against
the window. Who is
this?
I can do that against the window.
This is Ray Price.
Yeah, my mom used to dig him.
Wonderful.
I thought it was Elvis.
No.
It sounds like something Elvis would say.
No, it doesn't even sound close.
It does.
It does not.
Roberta.
What do you think, Clay?
Who did you say this was?
Clay doesn't know. What is
Why are you asking a 20-year-old whether you think
never
it's
heard
Elvis.
Of Ray Price?
Who did you say it was?
Ray Price.
Oh, yeah, my great-great-grandfather loved him.
That's probably true.
It could be.
Anyway, a lot of songs. He and Eddie Arnold both had great versions of Make the World Go Away. I think Ray Price had the first version of it, though. Richard G. Because that's about as much of a tearjerker as you can find.
Why are we playing this if he did that?
Different, so I won't mention it again. Just a really smooth, easygoing guy. When he was singing in public, he didn't have much expression in his body, but the way that he would sing the song, that was the whole thing.
Gray-haired guy, right? Stocky, gray-haired guy.
Heavy head of hair, though. Big head of hair. Good head of hair.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, very nice. I remember this.
I only have the Eddie Arnold blurs, and it'll make the world go away.
Oh, okay. Ray Price, born in the state, 1926. He's 85 today. Here's another guy who made his very important impact in the folk era, Glenn Yarbrough, the singer that led the Limelighters, and he had his own group for a while. This, though, a song which has the bigger signature and hand or imprint, footprint than many of the songs from that era, Baby the Rain Must Fall. Crank this up. You all know this song.
Really?
Oh, my God. This is an unbelievably popular song.
Listen to the words in this, Richard. So, baby, the rain must fall.
But listen to the words around the hook.
Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go.
Yeah. This was the era of free folk, if you will. a story about life and how being on one's own was the call of the day, if you will. That's what the song is about.
So
anyway,
you go from that sappy one to
Elvira. Glenn Yarbrough, 81 today. William Lee Golden, one of the Oak Ridge Boys, on his 82nd year starting today. It's on fire with Elvira. We are all the Oak Ridge Boys on this program yet?
That's
pretty darn close.
We've had half of them.
I think we've had plenty of them on.
Yeah, we had the Oombapa guy on.
Big voice, Joe Frazier, the boxer's birthday is today.
Smoking Joe.
Let's see. We had Cynthia Robinson, who is from Sly in the Family Stone.
Yeah.
65 today, born in the state, 1946.
Yeah, this is me.
Everyday People, Want to Take You Higher, Hot Fun.
Good stuff.
In the summertime. Yeah, a lot of Woodstock stuff. Anthony Andrews, the actor's birthday is today. We have Kirstie Alley having her 49th birthday today. Rush Limbaugh's birthday is today. He's also, what did I say, 49? Limbaugh's 59.
Really?
Yeah. And we got Per Gessle, guitarist for Roxette. When Howard Stern's birthday is today as well. He's 56. Oliver Platt, the actor, is 50. And Melanie Chrism from the Spice Girls, 37 today.
Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Now the man who called us to action is honored by millions. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In the U.S., there are two national days of service, Martin Luther King's birthday and 9/11. Join a river cleanup, collect school supplies, start a walking group. Barb Quaintance works with AARP's Create the Good Project, which has lots of ideas. In Tennessee, the Mid-South Food Bank and the National Civil Rights Museum are working together on hunger. For Barb, volunteering says thanks. Well, I'm a hospice volunteer. Both of my parents used hospice services before they died, and I was so impressed with the compassion and the caring of the hospice folks. In my hospice volunteering, I either sit with a patient who's lonely, doesn't have anyone, or I go to a home to provide respite care to a family member who just needs a break.
Check out createthegood.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement?
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, lessons on life and a manner of speaking. The weather upon us, at least I want to say, as I'm talking about people that are on the East Coast, north of where Roberta is, you got 4 or 5 inches in New York, right?
Yeah, actually a little more, about 8 to 10.
But no, well,
I think it was like 9.1.
Is New York stopped? Is everything?
No, the public schools are open. Everything is going.
Well, this was sort of yesterday and last night. You got it there, right?
Yeah, it started about 10 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it started down
there. And I think it stopped around 6 a.m., something like that.
D.C., it started at 7, and it was pretty much over by 10.
It still is. I cannot see the road from here. If you look at the camera, I have an angle that basically is stuck out the back window on the back side of the house where you can see the snow piling up on the trees. What bothers me about this now is that often when it gets to we're at still at 32, 33 degrees, as the snow gets heavier and heavier and heavier, it takes down branches and they end up on top of the wires and the wires go down and electricity goes out.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich.
All the cows are where right now?
All the cows are at this farm. They're in the hangar, which is the shelter we have for them out just beyond the feedlot. So
this hangar is an old airport hangar that you took down from a closing airport or being replaced or something like that, and you reconstructed it on
Correct.
Your farm.
Yes.
And it gives the cows a little bit of shelter. Does it have sides on it, or is it just
has.
The roof?
No, it has sides.
So it has sides. So
they can get in from either end, but the sides, the wind sides, are protected and closed off the way the wind comes down.
Will this shelter, is it constructed heavily enough to be able to handle 12, 14, 15 inches of snow on the roof?
Oh, it's a corrugated steel half cylindrical, so it's a round roof, if you will, made out of corrugated steel, so it could handle an elephant standing on top of it.
Yeah. I understand that, but what about the posts on the side? Will they give
posts
way?
Posts are telephone poles.
Okay.
Telephone poles.
Have you ever let a cow in your house, Doug?
I've had calves in my house. I have not had a cow.
And what did you do with them once you got them in there?
But brought them out before they pooped.
Yeah. Well, they just wandered in, or you brought it in?
Now, the last time we went in here, Edgar and Georgette, his wife, brought a cat.
He brought one in.
We had it on the camera or something.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we had it on the camera.
Aww.
A little calf that was in trouble. It was born out in the pasture, not under more confined conditions in the maternity pen that we have behind the barn. And so a little fellow that seemed lost, but the calf grew into a strong cow, a great cow now, actually. And we get a kick out of remembering. Edgar's happy to remind me. You remember that calf when she came, was born up at the far end of the pasture, which I couldn't even see today because the snow is as thick as it is. So I just called Edgar to see how he was doing on the snowplow.
Yeah.
There are only three people here today. Now, everybody else that works on the farm.
Chat room on our Ustream feed says, Doug hasn't had a cow in his house since the last happy hour he attended in the town. So that begs the question, Dad. Doug.
No, since his last girlfriend.
Have you ever had a cow poop in your house?
Oh, I bet he has.
I honestly don't know. I don't remember. I haven't really. That isn't one of the things I'd remember.
Really?
You wouldn't remember that?
Because it'd be no big deal.
Nah.
Has a cow ever been on your couch?
I will tell you one thing.
Did you ever take a cow in your bed?
Charlotte has never pooped in the house, and Charlotte has never peed in the house.
Even as a puppy?
Even as a puppy.
How did you do that?
Charlotte just always instinctively knew that she needs to go outside. She could be inside and not, if I were gone and nobody was able to bring her out for whatever the reason, she was in the house for 12, 14 hours, she'd hold it. And then as soon as I came through the door, like a bullet shot, out the door she goes, runs around in a circle, has a pee, runs up and down the fence line, has a poop. It's like you can predict it. Watch her. She'll run around, and then she'll come back and look at you, and she'll run out again. She takes a pee, a poop, and another pee.
That's what I learned from watching you.
You taught that dog how to use a toilet.
I didn't teach the dog how to do anything. The dog instinctively knew. That it wasn't to poop and pee in the house. It's never been an issue with Charlotte. Never.
No cows, though, huh?
Well, I don't. Rich, I don't.
Hey, Clay, don't ever ask Doug to name a bull after you because it gets ugly after a couple of months.
No, they die. He named a cow after me, and it died.
Yeah, well, you should see what he does with
the bulls. Have a new Roberta
now.
We have a new Roberta now. But we have a new device that's much more sensitive, Richie, that takes care of that.
It doesn't matter.
Did you have a cow named after you, Rich?
I did, and then shortly later it became an it.
Right.
And
it went from being Richie to Richie.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Don't do me the honor. Or maybe any other bulls after me.
Well, don't you have any breeding bulls, Doug?
Yes, I do, Clay. Would you like me to name one of them?
Yes,
I have an oxen.
So cool.
We have a pair of oxen now. I think they're named, though. I don't know. I think one of them's Larry, the other one's Mo. We need Curly, though, and we have...
There you go.
Well, we have fun with naming them. And it's very, again, Edgar and I were talking about this last night, how nice our cows are in terms of we bring new people in because we've had a change... And now the milking crew is different than it was, and we've had women now where I used to have men, and I like the women around much better. Last night, one of the cows kicked the lady who milks because she has a sensitive quarter, and so she kicked her a little bit, and the girl that's now new working in the barn didn't know what to make of it. She couldn't figure out, oh, my God, is that terrible that you hurt? Well, you get used to working around cows. Once in a while, they'll lift their leg because if they're sore, that's what they do. They want to brush you away. It's all part of the natural order of things, the perfection of what world is about that we've been talking about here. Sort of to bolster where we were talking about space, we earlier were quipping about MySpace being up for an IPO or something. Wasn't that what they were going
to
do?
They're trying to make it lean and mean so that they can sell it. Rupert Murdoch, that's not a good investment for him. He went in and bought it when it was at its height, and now it's pretty much a dead soldier.
He doesn't do much of that. But
they had 1,000. He doesn't. They had 1,000 employees. They just let 500 go have let 500 go, and now they're down to 500 trying to get it ready to sell.
So what would we think as we continue to think about exploring space or what's out there? Because sooner or later... We are going to be able to, if we don't destroy ourselves first, we are going to be able to get off of this planet and go someplace else. The moon has a few flags on it. We go to Mars or we go beyond at some point in time. And as luck would have it or as the world would have it, there are a lot of Americans who want to, they want to buy property on another planet. Real estate people are trying to figure out how to partner with, for example, Richard Branson, guy that owns Virgin, who has the first commercial space
vehicle, but there are others who are developing them and will be flying people into outer space. And now what happens after that? Obama says that we ought to leave all of this to the private entities that would make money exploring outer space. But what he hasn't thought through is, okay, I'm going to spend, yeah. Richard Branson spends $1 billion to go to the moon, and he lands on the moon. What's he going to do? He's there now. Okay, I'm going to.
All of a sudden, Richard Branson.
I own the moon.
Right.
And who's going to say I can't own the moon? I'm right. here. I own the moon.
Right.
Or I go to Mars
you
and I carve this
off?
Up.
Come
yeah.
on.
Right. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. So you think about all the rhetoric and the foolishness about the communists. Can you imagine the Chinese going to the moon? Sooner or later, everybody's going to realize that this is all a big ruse. You know, the Chinese have this stealth bomber now that all of the... It's very incidental and coincidental, isn't it? The same week that the Defense Department announces going to cut $80 billion from the budget. Oh, my God, the next day the Chinese have a stealth bomber. Like, we didn't know that was going on. And we the stuff that is so silly and so forth is like the FDA. But people fall for it. The bill passed, so people will fall for the Chinese... Oh, all of a sudden, there's a stealth bomber that they have, and we can't possibly cut the budget because they'll get ahead of us and they'll want to bomb us. The Chinese, if they are brain dead, would want to bomb us, the same as we, if we were brain dead, would want to bomb the Chinese. We go around in this foolish circle and cycle about, you know, what are we going to do to control this planet, or what are we going to go to, or when are we going out into space, or will the Chinese get to Mars first? Do you realize how ridiculous that argument is? Or even the conversation. Who gets to Mars first and controls it? It is an absurdity to have that conversation or that contemplation. We can't run what we're doing here well. You're going to worry about running something else?
Well, that's why. Let's go somewhere else and,
right, and fix it up. Can you imagine barbed wire on the moon? Let's put up a fence to
a
keep
fence.
The aliens
yeah,
out. Yeah. How do we do that?
The great thing is you won't have to dig post holes. You can just set it up there.
Right. You know, I was last night I was back and forth. V was on at the same time. Something else. I think it was one of the NCIS shows.
Yeah.
So I was watching a little bit of it, and I didn't realize. I watched enough of the other one when it was around before, when they changed into snakes and they had
yeah.
snake tongues coming out of them. That's when I went away. And I didn't see any of that last night. But they're in a spaceship that's parked over New York, it looks like. Right?
Yeah.
Is that they all... but they're up there. Doesn't... Don't the people down on Earth know that those people are up there?
Well, they do. They see them.
That's the whole thing.
Who do they think they are?
They know that they're aliens.
Well, what are they doing there? What do they think they're doing there?
Living within the race of the human people.
So they think that the V people are humans.
No, they think they're just nice aliens.
But they're not nice aliens.
That's right.
No. They're nasty aliens.
Nasty.
Yes.
And they convert
aliens.
Though. Don't they convert into humans? Sort of.
Yeah, they're not. Their natural form is not human-like. They just became that way too.
So the black girl that was last night looked like she'd being approached by other aliens. Is she a baddie?
I don't watch the show. No. I don't know.
I've watched it on and off. I don't find it particularly.
Nah, it's pat.
Enticing.
It's predictable.
Yeah, right. It's very predictable.
Yeah.
And you know, I watched the last half hour because I had nothing else to do.
Good for you, Roberta.
This is kind of sitting there zoning out.
Why don't you read a good book if you have nothing else
to do? I've read so many books lately, but I was just too tired to read. You know where you're just too tired to read?
Right, your brain is dead. You want to do nothing.
You'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
Don't want to engage.
I'm so stuck on, like, when I go to the television, turn on the television, I just go straight to the 5 and the 600 things, which is the TLC, the Discovery Channel, the Science Channel.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm all over that stuff. Speed Channel. HDNet, everything.
I watch.
And last night there was there's this new show, Dogfish Head Beer, which is one of my favorite beers. Mm-hmm. They have a new show, and the brewery, it's a small microbrewery out of Delaware, Rehoboth Beach.
Mm.
And last night's show was about him going to Peru to find out how to brew this new kind of beer, or this old beer called chicha.
Chicha.
And chicha is a beer brewed from corn. Well, the corn doesn't naturally release its enzymes when cooking like hops do. So in order for the enzymes to be released, the Peruvians, the Indians, would chew the corn, then spit it out in a bucket, then brew it. So at the Dogfish Head Brewery in Rehoboth Beach, they had all of the employees and some of the customers chewing the corn, spitting it out in a bucket, and then they made a brew of it and then sold it in the restaurant where they sell all the brewery, and people loved it. I want to try some of this chicha beer. That's what I watched last night.
What if someone has, like, AIDS and does that?
It cooks out everything. Once you cook it, it cooks out all of that stuff.
How are you doing on your MetaFast diet? Speaking of cooking, we'll check in on Richie's progress and Roberta's progress as we continue. 14 before the hour here on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands and get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica, the number 12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Small cars are taking center stage at the 2011 North American International Auto Show in Detroit this week. As consumers look for new stylish design, smart connectivity features, and great fuel economy, two new offerings from General Motors, the Chevrolet Sonic and Buick Verano, are being revealed to the public. Margaret Brooks is marketing director with Chevrolet.
The Sonic is really going to, I think, change expectations for what a small car can be. This is a car that's got style, great ride and handling, and it's surprisingly roomy for a small car.
The Sonic will be offered with a small 1.4-liter turbocharged engine in a sedan and sporty five-door model. Chevrolet is currently the only company building a small car in the United States, bringing 1,000 new jobs to the Detroit area in the process. The 2012 Sonic starts production later this year in Michigan. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
If your goal is to lose weight as we begin this year, you can be like Roberta and Richie and me and others who are participating. We have somebody in the New York office who is, Brian is in on this.
Mm-hmm. He's, my wife is going to do it with
your
me.
Your wife is going to
I
do it.
I just had my pancakes, my morning pancakes.
Good for you, Roberta. MetaFast has been recommended by 20,000 doctors in the past 30 years because it's so safe and simple. What are you liking, Pastor? I'm listening to Roberta. Well, I had this meal, then I had that meal, then I had another meal.
To eat six times a day, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's the thing I like.
I like that part of it.
Yeah. Every 3 hours, you eat something. So,
but how will you know? Are you watching it? So you have a dietitian that's working with
that's
you.
That's the great beauty of it. You don't have to watch it. I mean, the meals come to you. You make
just
one.
Just follow it and you lose. That's
you
all.
Are
follow
responsible for one
plan.
Meal a day, your lean and mean meal. And then the rest are these prepackaged, very nutritional, laid out for you meals that they send you.
Mm-hmm. And they taste pretty good, too. I mean, they're not bad. You know, I was a little apprehensive, you know, about prepackaged food.
Right.
But it's especially, I was really surprised by the scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
They were actually good.
Yeah, it's egg whites with fiber and vitamins.
They
and
were really good.
Average weight loss up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. Check it out. Go to 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken to save $50 on your MetaFast diet plan.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wonders.
An emotional anniversary in Haiti, another winter wallop for the Northeast. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. We'll get to the ongoing winter weather problems in a moment, but first, it was exactly 1 year ago today.
Every other building in certain areas of Port-au-Prince is on the ground, and it's total mayhem. There's people in the street.
Those are the words of Joel Trimble, a missionary in Haiti, describing the scene on that tragic day 1 year ago, the devastating 7.0 earthquake that virtually flattened the capital city of Port-au-Prince. The quake took the lives of some 230,000 people, injuring more than 300,000 others, and leaving a million or more homeless. A year later, building homes remains a priority in Haiti. David Meltzer is Vice President for International Services for the American Red Cross.
And the tarps and the tents that you see across the city, those are terrible, terrible living conditions, but they are the bare minimum to keep people from living out underneath the stars.
And so, says Meltzer, it is imperative to get people into well-built homes.
We need to move people from out underneath the tarps and the tents back into their old homes if they are repairable. And if they are not repairable, we need to construct new homes.
Meltzer adds the American Red Cross will spend over $15 million to combat disease in Haiti. Now, as for the weather, it really is the winter of our discontent. Snow across parts of the Midwest yesterday, and that system linking up and merging with that storm which struck the south, leaving icy roads behind in Georgia and elsewhere. This combined storm, which meteorologists call a bomb, is unloading on the New York City area right now and headed north, New York and suburbs to the east on Long Island, receiving a foot to a foot and a half of snow today. Anyone flying into or out of the major airports in and around New York City, we have two words for you. Forget it. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Just like Christmas week, an impactful snowstorm coming up the I-95 corridor, helping out spots throughout the Poconos, the southeast, up into the Catskills, and of course part of the Adirondacks and some of New England as well. So the fresh patch powder is out there for the midweek runs. You can anticipate that snow adding on to the natural snow runs. Places through the Poconos already riding at full operation with another round of fresh snow to pile on. Waterville Valley up in New Hampshire ready to go with about three dozen runs. Okemo in Vermont with five peaks as they continue down 34 trails. Also Jay Peak in northern Vermont checking out about 50 runs. They scored their own fresh powder to kick off the week to the tune of about a foot and a half. Now to the western mountains. The fresh snow keeps piling high at Vail. Over a foot of fresh snow in the last multiple days. Over 5,200 acres open. Crested Butte riding up over 100 runs and 14 lifts. Well, it's Steamboat, 163 trails. They stay up at full operation. Park City checking out 112 runs on packed powder. More details at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher yesterday following some positive earnings reports and rising oil prices. The Dow up 34, closing at 11,672. S&P with a 5-point gain. NASDAQ up 9. Crude oil up nearly $2 a barrel to $91.21. On Capitol Hill, the House will gavel in briefly today to take up a resolution honoring the victims of the deadly shooting spree in Tucson this past Saturday. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was critically injured, 6 others killed in the Saturday assault in Tucson. If you are an iPhone fan, this is big news. Verizon will be offering Apple's popular iPhone for the same price as rival AT&T. Verizon and Apple announcing their deal that breaks AT&T's exclusive lock on the smartphone. The iPhone goes on sale at Verizon's 2,000 stores on February 10th. The cost with a 2-year agreement is $200 for the 16-gigabyte model, $300 for the 32-gigabyte model. And finally, some closing words about the winter of 2010-2011. I have in my hands a winter weather map, which was inserted into the 2011 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Now, according to this map, the winter was going to be cold and snowy in some parts of the south, cold and snowy around the New York City area. So far, so good. Southern California on this map is supposed to have a wet winter with normal temperatures. That sounds about right. But the Midwest, according to this map, cold and dry this winter. Hasn't exactly been dry since winter began for the Midwest, sorry. But putting the forecast aside, let's get some comments about this miserable winter from those who are suffering through it. Talk to me.
The snow, the cold, the wind, I hate it.
Agreed. How about those bitter wind chills and those gusts?
You need a mask out here.
Blistering cold is the best way to put it.
And this woman is from Arizona. She spent the last few weeks in New Jersey. How's she feeling?
Freezing. Yeah, just slightly freezing. Wasn't quite prepared for it.
Nobody's been prepared for this. To sum it up,
the snow, the cold, the wind, I hate it.
I'm David Weiss. I hate it too. And that's the news that matters.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.